This episode of The Takeaway is supported by Stitcher Smart Radio. Now podcast listeners can access the latest episodes of The Takeaway and PRI's other shows while on the go without downloading or syncing with Stitcher Smart Radio. Thousands of popular podcasts and programs are available on demand. Stitcher instantly delivers new episodes of your favorite shows to your mobile phone without syncing or downloading. Stitcher Smart Radio can be found in the iPhone or Android app stores or at stitcher.com/takeaway.
A tax on making money to help alleviate the need to borrow money. The Democrats look to Robin Hood to squeeze taxes out of the rich. Will it survive Sherwood Forest on Capitol Hill? On this Friday, November 4th, this is The Takeaway.
All across America, this is The Takeaway with John Hockenberry and Celeste Headlee from Public Radio International and WNYC.
Good morning, everyone. My co-host Celeste Headlee is out on the West Coast this week. You can go to thetakeaway.org and find out all about her adventures out there. We have a look at the politics of the pilgrimage to Mecca in this year of the Arab Spring, holding down the Hajj, it's called. Also, a tax on financial transactions to hold down the deficit, and a music lesson from a very funny guy.
Hey, this guy is good.
Steve Martin and a life of banjo playing coming up. Give us your view of whatever news has you talking at 877-8-MY-TAKE. We begin, though, with the top stories we're following this morning. The referendum called off, but a vote today in Greece will determine the fate of Prime Minister George Papandreou. He's under pressure to resign. He faces a confidence vote in Parliament, even though he bowed to pressure and called off that controversial referendum on the Eurozone bailout. The word on the streets of Athens?
One day it's that, the next day it's something totally different.
I don't think I'm able to follow what's going on, neither me nor any Greek people, because I think that Mr. Papandreou is also confused.
Everybody's confused. The whole world is confused. But this has to stop. Greece looks ridiculous, completely ridiculous.
And what about on the streets of New York? We talked with Greek-American Lou Katsos last hour.
Greece is being used as the whipping boy, okay, because they're a small country. They only represent approximately 5% of the whole economy of the EU. Greece is taking down Europe? Come on. This is nonsense.
It may be nonsense. That's Lou Katsos, board member of the Hellenic American Chamber of Commerce in New York. It may be nonsense because overnight Italy agreed to be placed under the stewardship of the International Monetary Fund. Alessandro Profumo, the former CEO of Italy's largest bank, says Italy is the bigger threat to the Eurozone.
It's not Greece as a European province. Greece is too small to fail. Italy is too big to be saved, in the sense that we have 1.8 trillion of debt.
The debt crisis is the top priority for G20 leaders holding a second day of talks in France. China says it will not contribute to Europe's bailout fund until the Greek issue is resolved. President Obama is attending the G20 meeting and will hold a news conference later this morning. The president will likely comment at that news conference on the October unemployment numbers. They're due out over an hour from now. Economists believe unemployment didn't get any worse last month, but didn't get any better either. They expect somewhere in the neighborhood of 90 to 100,000 jobs were added last month to the U.S. economy. That would leave the jobless rate at 9.1% for a fourth straight month. On Capitol Hill, Senate Republicans filibustered a portion of the president's jobs plan for the third time. This measure called for the $60 billion in spending to build roads, to repair rail lines and other infrastructure. The CIA has reportedly made a series of concessions on how it uses those drone aircraft. The Wall Street Journal reports the State Department has now more of a voice in deciding when and if to strike. CIA Director David Petraeus retains final say, according to the report. Pakistani leaders will also get more advance notice about operations, and the CIA has agreed to suspend operations when Pakistani officials visit the United States. A Los Angeles jury begins deliberations today in the manslaughter trial of Michael Jackson's personal doctor. Looking at the markets, Asian and European markets are up. Futures are up at this hour. The Dow gets underway at 12,044. The S&P opens at 1,261. And the Nasdaq begins trading at 26.97. Coming up this hour, millions of pilgrims head to Mecca this weekend for the annual Hajj. But in past years, there have been deadly stampedes and political unrest. This year has the backdrop of the Arab Spring. What is the security situation, and what are the expectations of members of the Islamic faith who are going to Mecca to express, in some cases, their political aspirations? Also, Steve Martin is part of a new documentary on the banjo, and he actually gives me a lesson this hour. Stay tuned for that. But first, could a Robin Hood tax be a savior to our financial woes. We'll talk with Congressman Peter DeFazio, who authored one for Congress. He's a Democrat. We'll see how taxes will fly in this Congress in just a few minutes.
On Notes from America, we have conversations with people across the country about how we can truly become the nation that we claim to be. Each week, we talk about race, our politics, education, relationships, usually all of them, because everything's connected. And you, our listeners, are at the center of those conversations. I'm Kai Wright. Join me on Notes from America, wherever you get your podcasts.